Gladys will call for help. It will call the Red Cross when you try to bring it into your home. What about the winters in the desert?
The winters right now, probably around, you know, 55, 60 degrees. It doesn't get that cold out there. I'm right on the ocean.
Right. But despite being on the ocean, the summers are blisteringly hot.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. What can I do to grow all this stuff? My wife is vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I love my meat. But my wife's vegetarian, and we need her vegetables down there.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that your seasons are going to be backwards. The only thing you're going to be doing in the summertime is hiding, you know, and you know, and trying not to die. It's always good not to die in the desert.
Exactly.
I'm not quite sure what you can grow in the summertime there. You would need a ton of shade cloth to grow almost anything. Are you familiar with shade cloth?
Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you
have that here in California. We use that. Yes.
Right. So you know how to use shade cloth. You probably know how. Do you have access to any water? Do you have access to irrigation water? What are you using for your house water?
We have water, potable water. Oh, yes.
And how do you have it? Do you have a deep well? Is it piped into the community?
In some areas, it's piped in. Where we're at, they're going to haul it up. And then we purify it. We have a purifying system that'll just purify it, make it potable.
Okay, so you won't have any water to waste.
No, it's a commodity down there. Yes.
Well, you're gonna have to bone up on this. There are techniques for growing in the desert, and obviously, you know, you can't grow any of the plants that have chilling requirements, like the fruit trees we grow here in the Northeast. But you'll probably be able to grow citrus and figs and dates and all of these plants that originally came out of the desert. You may want to look at a lot of the Israeli research. They have done tremendous work on growing plants in impossible climates and have even come up with cultivars of things like tomatoes that can take a more saline water, which you may have access to, and they can take harsher heat. Your winter is going to be more analogous to my summer, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
In the wintertime with some shade cloth, you'll be able to grow as much lettuce as you can water. What you're going to need to do is have large amounts of organic matter trucked there somehow. What you need to do is get some water holding capacity into that soil, which is going to be mostly sand. It's going to drain real well, but that's not what you're looking for.
Okay.
Now, there's different techniques that you'll do to harvest rainfall as well. Things like tamping down the sand in the non-growing areas so that the water doesn't go in there. In many desert environments, you may notice a home with a single fruit tree. And if you go out to it, you'll notice it's in a depression in the earth. And all the soil around it for maybe an acre is tamped down with little lines so that every time it rains, all the water goes to this fruit tree. But water is going to be your limiting factor. You're going to want to do whatever you can to create a big cistern system, a big tank on the roof, a big tank underground. Because, you know, when you get these rainstorms in the desert, you may get a ton of water. And if you have, say, an acre that's all tamped down nice and flat, leading to a depression in the earth where you've got some sort of a cistern or some sort of water-holding system underground, one good rainfall in a pump may be all you need to grow things, let's say, 9 months of the year. I would urge you, other than lettuce, which it sounds like you guys really like, and it's going to grow really well for you in the middle of winter there as long as you can keep it watered. Other than that, go for the things that naturally thrive in the heat. All right, Abe?
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Good luck, and enjoy that ocean in the wintertime.
You betcha. Thank
you. All right,
sir.
You
take care.
1-888-346-9499. Nancy, welcome to You Bet Your Garden.
Hi, Mike.
Where are you?
I'm uphill from Elizabethton, Tennessee, about 8 miles from the North Carolina line.
Oh, okay. A beautiful area there.
It really is.
And what can we do for you today?
A couple weeks ago, you talked about